Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Lizzie is one of the best sociopathic crooks I've ever dealt with. In fact, I would venture to say that her husband, Jesse Mulder, and the kids were more of a prop. Every time she would defraud people, they were part of that package.
Lizzie Mulder is accused of scamming nearly a dozen people in and around Orange County, including a cowboy named Joe Love.
He was an ex-boyfriend prior to Jesse Mulder. I think Lizzie used that relationship to con Joe Love.
Oh, so Joe Love is a victim.
He's a victim.
But according to Lizzie, she's actually the victim.
Joe's not a good guy. If he's a bad guy, he beat the shit out of me. And I came home with bruises, and Jesse was like, what the hell happened?
Detective Jordan Merakian can prove Lizzie's lying, and he has a ton of evidence showing she's a bona fide con artist. But the Orange County DA isn't convinced he's got a case, and the detective is told to just let it go and let Lizzie get away.
You know, I was getting pressure to basically close the case.
They wanted you to get rid of it and not do anything.
Just close it. The district attorney told me I don't think this is a winnable case. It doesn't really have any jury appeal.
But instead, Detective Merakian strategically leapfrogs over city and county authorities and gets the federal government involved. People like Scott Tenley with the Department of Justice.
almost anything you do, you swipe an ATM card, mm-hmm. you send a wire, it's going to go through the Federal Reserve, it's going to go through Bank of America. And
all over the place, yeah. multiple states.
And these days, it's almost impossible not to be committing a federal crime when you're doing fraud.
But when Lizzie Mulder finds out she's the target of an FBI investigation, she panics. And what she does next surprises everyone.
You know, it's a bold move.
Right?
But I didn't bat an eyelash.
I'm Jonathan Walton, and this is Queen of the Con, the OC Savior. Episode 8, The Good That I Did.
What's great about being an assistant United States attorney and a federal prosecutor is we get to choose the cases we do, right?
Oh.
And so it's law enforcement agents bringing cases to us and saying, here's what we have. Do you want to make a federal case out of this?
In July of 2016, Scott Tenley is a federal prosecutor with the Department of Justice.
When we get involved in a case, it shakes people up. It shakes up defendants because this is a federal case now.
Yeah.
And that's something that's a very powerful part of the job working for the federal government.
You scare the bad guys.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't take a case if there wasn't a good case there.
Well, certainly we're not going to take a case that we wouldn't be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
And somewhere along the way, Lizzie Mulder figures this out and starts waving a white flag.
An attorney called and said, I'm going to represent Lizzie Mulder. And we walked through the evidence. And then pretty quickly, Lizzie wanted to resolve the case with a plea agreement.
Yep, you heard right. In March of 2017, more than a year after Detective Jordan Merakian first starts investigating her, Lizzie Mulder wants to plead guilty for scamming nearly a dozen people out of more than $1.5 million. Because her guilty plea will spare the government the uncertainty and the expense of a trial, prosecutors agree to reduce the charges they were initially planning to bring against her.
And so in that instance where we haven't had to file an indictment with all the charges, we effectively negotiate and pick what charges will be filed. So we brought a wire fraud charge, which is any type of fraud committed against a victim where you take their property through fraud using the interstate wires. And then we also brought a tax-related charge because she failed to report, as you would expect, report her stolen money as income on her taxes. And so she pled to both of the charges we filed. Even though we could have filed 20 more counts, 30 more counts, it was just the two that we picked.
So those were the two that were actually filed. The other ones were just like waiting in the wings in case it was going to go to trial.
If she had not agreed to plead guilty without an indictment and she said, no, you got to charge me, we would have charged her with multiple counts of wire fraud, multiple counts of filing false tax returns. We would probably have considered charging her with something called aggravated identity theft because she was impersonating people that she knew were obviously real people. And so by coming in and resolving the case early, she helped kind of control her exposure.
But things are far from over. While there isn't going to be a trial, per se, there is going to be a sentencing hearing in a federal courtroom where a judge will decide how much prison time, if any at all, Lizzie Mulder gets for the crimes she committed.
I'd like to hear from you, counsel, then I'd like to hear from the victims, and then I've got a couple questions for you, Ms. Mulder.
It's Monday, October 16th, 2017. Courtroom 10A of the Ronald Reagan Federal Building in downtown Santa Ana is packed at 9 in the morning. A visibly distraught Lizzie Mulder is there, hands folded and looking down, with her husband Jesse, as are several of her victims, some of whom we've never heard from until today. Lawyers, police officers, FBI agents, and members of the press are also in attendance. The recording of this proceeding has never seen the light of day until now. The Honorable David O. Carter is presiding.
Why don't we hear from the victims?
It's possible Lizzie Mulder could get off today with no prison time at all, just probation. And that's actually Jay and Marla Avery's worst fear.
There was a moment when we were sitting in court and I was like, this lady's gonna walk away.
Yeah. She wouldn't even look at us, though. Her face was, she was turned away. She had her hair in front of her face and she didn't make a move. No empathy, no compassion. No, I'm sorry.
When I would look over, she had her head on the table, looking down at the ground often. Rarely did she look at any of the victims that I could recall.
And they said that too. And that annoyed them, that she wouldn't even acknowledge to them that she wronged them.
Yeah.
He owns the LeBlanc Law Group now, but back in 2017, Paul LeBlanc is another federal prosecutor working on the Lizzie Mulder case. He has a real law professor air about him, extremely knowledgeable with decades of experience. He's an Iraq war veteran and even served as a judge in the U.S. Navy.
This is probably the most intense sentencing that I have ever experienced. And I have prosecuted, when I was in the military, some really traumatic, horrendous sexual assaults.
Wow.
Where victims come in and tell their stories. And that's very compelling. And it's a different type of compelling. But this one, the tension in the courtroom when this was going down was palpable.
Because the victims are noticeably concerned that Lizzie Mulder is going to get away. She doesn't have a prior criminal record. Her husband is a firefighter. She's the mother of two little girls who need her. She also pled guilty, sparing the court a costly trial. Judges tend to look favorably on that kind of stuff and go easier on the perpetrator standing before them. Federal prosecutor Scott Tenley says sentencing is always a crapshoot. The judge could decide to simply give her probation.
He could have done anything.
Because he's a judge.
Do you see probation happen? It certainly is much, much less likely to happen when the victims are in the courtroom. So for fraud sentences, it's usually important to the government to bring the victim so the court can hear, you know, firsthand how it impacted
their lives.
The victim's lives. And then it's a lot harder for a judge to say, okay.
Probation.
Yeah.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, You can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
The first victim to address the court is Jay Avery. It's been 2 years since Lizzie turned his world upside down with her cons. His wine business is now circling the drain because of what she did. He's mad as hell, and he wants justice.
I unknowingly watched Lizzie steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from me, and the reality of the past few years was overwhelming. All the money that she had stolen, all the lies and deceit. As time passes, I still get angry. Angry that she stole not just from me, but my kids. I have three children. The fact that she has two daughters of her own is baffling of what she's capable of. She didn't even steal for their sake. Plastic surgery is what we were told that she spent the money on, and a luxury house in Laguna that she rented.
Plastic surgery? He won't be the only victim to bring that up. While the judge is moved by Jay Avery's statement, he wants to talk to the other victims, too, to get a clear picture of the devastation Lizzie's cons have caused.
Okay. Let me hear from some other folks, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
I'll come back to you. I want to thank you.
Another victim who addresses the court, you'll remember from episode 4.
My name is Mike Cochran. I owned California Print-A-Copy for 22 years and 4 months.
Okay.
Mike tells the court that Lizzie Mulder not only scammed both him and his parents out of almost $40,000, but the years she pretended to be paying his taxes while actually funneling the money into her own bank account racked up a staggering number of back taxes that causes the IRS to punish Mike severely.
We have 37 levies on us.
They took 37 levies?
37 levies from the IRS and the state. I sent out 420-odd letters to all my top clients, instructing them that they were no longer able to pay me directly and that they had to pay the IRS, which killed my customer base. Nobody wanted to touch me. Ruined our reputation.
Are you in business today at all?
You're not? The IRS shut us down.
It's just heartbreaking. But when it comes to unpaid taxes, the IRS really doesn't care if you got scammed or if you shirked your tax obligations intentionally. They punish you the same. That's just the way it is. And sadly, other companies Lizzie scams aren't faring much better.
Every single day is a struggle to keep our business open.
Remember Geneva Mendoza and her Newport Beach salon? She steps up to the podium and tells the court,
Lizzie stole almost $300,000 from us, which ultimately devastated our business, screwed up our credit, forced us to go into major debt. We almost lost our own homes. It damaged our relationships with our staff, our family, and each other. We are facing bankruptcy because of her. Our dream to run a nice business with security for ourselves has come crumbling down. We have had to take an additional $190,000 in debt to pay all the taxes and bills.
And Geneva's business partner, Lauren, is there too. She gets up, looks the judge square in the eye, and speaks publicly for the first time about her years-long ordeal with Lizzie Mulder.
I've spent months thinking about how I could possibly express the devastating impact this has had on my life. But there aren't words that will accurately describe the pain, anxiety, and stress that I have felt since her scheme began to unfold. Learning of the cunning and devious tactics, the betrayal of this woman I believed was my friend, has been beyond traumatizing. A position I never thought I'd be in, strategically calculated, manipulated, and crafted by Lizzie Mulder. Lizzie and I went to high school together and reconnected at a friend's wedding in Italy, which I'm sure she spent other victims' money on. Lizzie bragged about her education, where she did her undergrad and where she did her master's program. She told us often about how she passed the CPA test on her very first try. But as you know, Lizzie didn't graduate from college. She has zero credentials. She's a self-taught con artist. Over a two-year period, Lizzie would bring her family into our salon, con us with her charm, and reap the benefits of over $5,000 in bartered services, which Geneva and I would pay out of pocket to our stylist. Only a sick individual would capitalize on a trusted friendship, sitting in my chair, staring at herself in the mirror, all the while knowing that she's slowly destroying a business. Without any regard, she spent our money on plastic surgery.
How do you know about that?
I've seen her scars.
Well, what kind of plastic surgery was it?
It's called a full body lift.
What's that?
It is where a lot of excess skin and fat is removed and breast augmentation several times. Like a fat transfer to make her butt bigger that she bragged about.
Okay, brags about? So is this more than one plastic surgery?
Multiple events.
Multiple plastic surgeries. And you were told about these on each occasion?
Yes.
That this is occurring? Give me an idea. One or 15?
At least 3 to 4.
Does she personally tell you about?
Yes. She went on expensive trips, owned horses, and lived a lavish lifestyle. Lizzie was by our side for the beginning of our business, present at our first few Christmas parties, sat next to me at my bridal shower, sat in the aisle at our wedding, gifted us all the wine we drank at our wedding. I'm sorry, Jack Avery.
And you bought it from that gentleman?
Oh, I didn't buy it. Lizzie gifted it to us as a wedding gift, about 10 cases of his wine.
Okay.
Yep, but told us it was a gift.
But according to Jay Avery, she never actually paid for it. She just took it from Jack Wines. Lauren continues.
She was one of the first people I confided in when I became pregnant. I actually considered you, Lizzie, one of my closest friends. Anytime I think of any of those events, I have to try and erase you, Lizzie, because it was all a lie. I can't look at my wedding photos or video now because you're all over them. Lizzie, you're a horrible person. You have no regard for anyone but yourself. And it will be no surprise that you'll try and present yourself as wife and mother of the year, but that could not be further from the truth. I don't believe she has any regret or remorse. Her behavior is arrogant. She's only sorry that she got caught. In your honor, before I close, I want you to know, Lizzie does not believe she will do any jail time for this. I know this because she has told people who have then told me.
Lizzie's belief that she'll get off scot-free might not be wrong. Nonviolent offenders walk out of court with just probation and no jail time every single day. But in a lot of those cases, victims like Geneva and Lauren aren't in court explaining to the judge just how devastated they are.
Well, thank you both very much.
This next victim, who we've never heard from before, is irreparably damaged by all the scams Lizzie Mulder pulls on her and her parents.
Okay. I'm not sure quite how to condense 10 years of lies and deceit and describe the pain and suffering it caused me and my family. Friday, May 13th, 2016. That was the day I discovered the person whom I had considered my best friend, who was like a sister, had been stealing from me. The next few months were so surreal, like I was living a bad dream. Now my family and I are attempting to pick up the pieces and recover from the losses Elizabeth caused us. Elizabeth Mulder is a predator. She chose me as a target from day one. I met her in the spring of 2006. I was her Pilates instructor. She was friendly, likable, a great listener, funny, approachable, all the perfect qualities in a textbook best friend. She was very candid, never seemed to hide anything. If anything, I would say she was an oversharer. I believe she knew exactly the kind of person she needed to portray in order to be well-liked. Over the next year, we became close friends. And during that time, she embedded herself into every aspect of my life. She became friends with my family, my parents, my brothers, their wives. She attended our family Christmas celebration. We celebrated almost every holiday together. It was during this first year that she became like a sister, and I trusted her. She integrated herself into my family for one purpose only, to defraud me. In the fall of 2007, Elizabeth suggested that I open my own Pilates studio. She had claimed to be an accountant and CPA, neither of which she actually is, and told me that she had experience helping other people establishing small businesses. She was my best friend, so our arrangement was her services in exchange for Pilates. At the time, the exchange made sense to me. The process went smoothly and she seemed highly qualified. She made things happen. I obviously didn't realize at the time, before my studio's doors were even open, she was already seizing the opportunity to steal from me. My studio was incredibly successful from day one. I was working 7 days a week and pouring my heart into my work. Within the first year of business, I became pregnant with my first child. Being a mother herself, she was once again there every step of my pregnancy, buying extravagant baby gifts and treating me to spa days. Elizabeth even made sure that she was at the hospital for the birth of my baby. What happened in the hospital haunts me to this day, and it has become even more disturbing to me since discovering her fraud. Shortly after my C-section, I was still heavily medicated and recovering from surgery. Elizabeth, without my knowledge or permission, somehow accessed the heavily secured NICU where my daughter was recovering and held her before I ever had the chance. Elizabeth photographed herself holding my baby and brought the pictures to my hospital room to show me. I could not fully process what she had managed to do, given what I had just been through. She took that special moment from me. Her actions completely sicken me. She has this need to be more a part of my life events than I was. The fact that she was there for almost every big moment of my life for the past decade makes me want to erase so many memories. During the next 8 years, Elizabeth continued to help me with bookkeeping and taxes. We raised our kids together, all four girls, close in age, and even went on family vacations together. My dad and husband helped her move into her new, beautiful Laguna Beach home, which she claimed to have purchased. During the last year, I learned Elizabeth stole from me, forged hundreds of checks to her own personal bank account, used my company credit card for her personal use, and also applied for and received loans for over $100,000 in my name. In total, she stole more than $200,000. She used it to pay luxuries like her plastic surgery. She owned numerous horses, rode horses weekly. I sat down with my girls, ages 5 and 7, to explain to them that my best friend and the woman who is like family to them is dangerous, and they should never speak with her or have any contact. Sadly, next month, I will be closing the doors of my studio. Ultimately, it is due to the theft by Elizabeth Mulder. I cannot possibly recover from the damages she caused in so many ways. I am sure Elizabeth will look to this court for sympathy, pity, and put on the performance of the loving mother and humble wife. I assure you, she is none of these things. She is selfish, deceitful, and lacks remorse and empathy for everything she did to me and my family. Elizabeth Mulder is a predator. Her theft, lies, and manipulation continued for over a decade. This was not an isolated incident or single bad decision. This was a way of life for her, and it is clear she never stopped to consider anyone around her. I believe she knows no other way to live and would continue to steal and deceive other trusting people like myself if given the chance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow. You could almost hear a pin drop in the courtroom. The more victims who speak up like that, the less likely it seems that Lizzie Mulder is going to walk away from all this with just probation. The next victim to take the podium is a business owner who Lizzie scams while she's literally scamming everyone else. 4 years. It's just unfathomable to me how she kept all those plates spinning at the same time.
I knew Lizzie's mother. She was a friend of mine, actually. I had met her years ago at Ritz-Carlton, and she worked as a massage therapist.
I see.
So I actually had a trust for Lizzie, because she always talked about Lizzie, her daughter. I'm here today like so many others because I've had the great misfortune of trusting Elizabeth Mulder Lizzie with the business that I've built for more than a decade. From 2011 to 2016, she stole over $853,000. She did not do this as a one-time theft, but in a deliberate, repeated, calculating fashion, devising several creative methods of stealing money. Her schemes included forging my business checks, creating fictitious insurance business checks, but her most damaging scheme was her creation of the income tax payment, an account with Bank of America. Lizzie directed me to draft multiple checks to income tax payments over a six-year period. From 2012 to 2016, she deposited over 46 checks for my business, which were meant to pay income tax payments. She would come to my house and she'd say, "It's time for your quarterly payment." She would look me in the eye directly and she'd say blatantly, "You know what? I'm going to drive this to the IRS so it can be time stamped, so there will be no chance it'll get lost in the mail or won't be deposited to your account." I've worked all my life for over 40 years. I'm 63. It was a dream of my own to have my own travel company. I hope to use my hard-earned money to eventually retire. Now my savings are wiped out, and as a 63-year-old woman, I will need to be working until I'm 80 to gain back the loss. In addition, I lost my 20-year marriage. I believe the disagreements with my husband over the financial problems created by Lizzie ruined our marriage. I would ask the court not to give great credence to Lizzie Mulder's lack of prior criminal record, as the number of victims and the length of time she has been defrauding them shows that she has devoted much of her adult life to stealing from other people. Your Honor, I beg you to give Lizzie Mulder the maximum sentence. The number of people she has hurt, the amount of time she has done it, and the callous and cruel manner in which she abused the trust of at least 16 victims and probably more warrants the maximal possible sentence. Even more importantly, I think she needs the maximum sentence in order to keep her from other unsuspecting victims. I believe if given the chance, she would steal again tomorrow.
Thank you for being here.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love. and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
It's clear the damage Lizzie has done here is not just financial. It's emotional. It broke up a marriage. It robbed victims of their happy memories of their wedding day, memories of their first child being born. After hearing from a cross-section of Lizzie's victims, the judge gets curious.
The question I posed right at the beginning that I'd like you to ask on my behalf, or I'll ask it, is you've got the investigating officers here. I'd like to know what happened at the first contact with the defendant. And by the way, if she asserted her right to an attorney, that's fine. She's entitled to that. Or was she completely truthful? What was that first interview like?
Ushered up to the podium to give that answer is the hero of our story.
Morning, how are you doing? I just need your name for the record.
Type of problem. Jordan, first name, last name is Merakian.
It's a pleasure. I'm interested in the first contact.
My very first contact with Miss Mulder, she came in to the Laguna Beach Police Department. Okay.
I want to know if she lied to you or mitigated her involvement or if she just laid it out.
She lied.
Okay. Tell me about what initially she lied about and slow down and take your time with it.
Absolutely. I was already in the middle of an investigation involving Jack Wines and Jay Avery. At the time, I was getting ready to approach the major fraud district attorney through the Orange County Superior Court to file charges against Miss Mulder. Jesse Mulder walked into the Laguna Beach Police Station with a friend and attorney of his to essentially expose what was happening with his wife. At the time, I didn't know who Jesse Mulder was. He came in literally as I was walking out the door.
One speculative portion of that could be, look, word's starting to get out in the community that there's an investigation going on. And if you're a suspicious investigator, here comes this person, not just cold off the street, but with an attorney in tow, obviously having knowledge that he might be accused of being involved, or his wife might be accused, or they might.
Correct.
So this isn't what I call a good Samaritan walk-in where somebody suddenly has a revelation. This is because of your hard work, the word's floating out there, and this person knows enough to bring an attorney with him.
Yes, Laguna Beach is a very small town, and word travels very quickly. We have sometimes difficulty keeping our investigations under wraps because we have employees that live in the community. At the point that Mr. Mulder walked in and revealed to me what's been disclosed today by the other victims, I was initially receptive but suspicious. I listened to what he had to say, And then within a matter of less than 24 hours, I was going to attempt to speak with Ms. Mulder, and she checked herself into a mental health facility.
Okay, now just a moment. Husband comes in with an attorney. You're pretty far down the investigation line. You might perceive that people in the community are starting to talk. She checks herself into a mental facility.
Correct. 3 weeks after we executed the search warrant at 746 Summit Drive.
Okay. And is she then out of the mental hospital or out of the...
Yes.
And is that your first contact with her?
Yes, but at the time she didn't want to speak with me, and I told her as I left the residence, here's my business card. If you decide that you want to speak with me, I'm at the Laguna Beach.
How long after the service of the warrant did she come into the police department?
Within 8 to 10 hours.
Now, you say she lied to you. What happened?
Well, she initially lied during the disclosure of how much money she stole. Ms. Mulder mitigated her responsibility.
You know, I get all sorts of people. I get people who come in and they're just truthful right to begin with.
Absolutely.
Just lay it all out. And, you know, those are sometimes people you work with as a judge. Sometimes you don't. Okay. But lie is a big word. So I'm going to slow you down. One lie was the amount. Then you said other lies.
The other lies had to do with the amount of victims that were out there. She did tell me about Jack Wines.
Sure.
She told me about Tony and Guy Hair Salon.
Got it. Did she tell you about Andre Builders?
She did not.
Tell you about California Print?
No, she did not.
Okay.
And there was one other, Ortega Tack and Feed with Mr. Joseph Love, who's also present in court today.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
The judge doesn't seem happy that Lizzie lied during her police interview about how much money she stole and how many victims there were. But when Lizzie Mulder addresses the court, none of that comes up. She makes a straight play for leniency and begs the judge for mercy, saying she plans to live the rest of her life with honesty and integrity. FYI, this is the first time Lizzie Mulder ever speaks in public. And just as her victims predicted, she leans hard into her persona as a loving mother and wife.
As a mother of two young daughters, I have fear that my actions will cause them pain and they will never forgive me. As a wife, I have a fear that my marriage will not last the unknown punishment. Most of all, I have fear that I will not be able to repay my restitution fast enough for the needs of the victims. And as a human, I have fear that my legacy in life will be that the good that I did in life will not outshine all this bad. Judge Carter, I ask of you today to let me show you that if you choose to be kind enough to grant me leniency, I will honor your decision by living the rest of my life working towards making everyone whole again. I want nothing more than to show my daughter that even after making terrible mistakes in life, you can still rebuild your life with honesty and integrity. I believe that I am worthy of your leniency, and I believe that I can show others what positive can come out of granting me leniency. I ask that you give me a chance to show you that the good I can still do in life will outshine the bad. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now the ball's in Judge David Carter's court. He can literally do whatever he wants, whatever he deems just. He can let Lizzie off with probation or send her away for a lot of years. You can cut the tension in that courtroom with a knife right now.
Well, first of all, we're back on the record, and I want to thank all of the parties for your patience today.
Eventually, the judge makes his decision, and you can tell he's put a lot of thought into it.
I think that this is the rare occasion when the appearance of the victims have made a significant impact. Hearing from you has been extraordinarily beneficial. It's easy to read on a piece of paper what has occurred to people. It is very impactful when you hear people come to court and you actually hear the harm that you've suffered. The court believes that the loss caused is approximately $1,538,721. These victims have not been compensated. There's been a suffering of substantial financial hardship that has ranged from IRS liens, penalties, a decreased business, the humble attempt to rebuild goodwill, including the closing, literally, of a business, let alone the personal degradation that has occurred. This has resulted in a substantial financial hardship. The guideline range is 63 to 78 months, and the government's requested 63 months for sentencing purposes. The defense and the probation officer have requested 36 months. The abuse here is so prolonged, so personal, such a betrayal, in the sense that the monies that were benefited from were largely for personal aggrandizement, ranging from the personalized plastic surgery to the horses to an increased lifestyle on the backs of the victims in this matter. And this is particularly a vulnerable segment of society because small business in America is the backbone of our country. In listening to the proceedings today, I think the government is absolutely correct in your evaluation in this matter. It's at 63 months. Also, it is ordered that you shall pay restitution in the total amount of $1,538,781.21.
So Lizzie Mulder is sentenced to 63 months, a little over 5 years, in federal prison. And she's ordered to pay more than $1.5 million in restitution. But that figure doesn't include the millions of dollars she causes her victims to lose in IRS penalties, in legal fees, and in back taxes. Lizzie Mulder tells the court she has no money to pay restitution, but she says she'll pay her victims back as soon as and as quickly as she can.
After it was over, we walked outside of the courtroom.
Federal prosecutor Scott Tenley is relieved.
And the victims all kind of gathered around, and I wanted to just talk to him about what had happened. And one of the things I said to them was, you know, I can tell you 100%, 110% that you guys being here changed the ultimate sentence, right? And you had an impact. And I remember getting choked up. And I don't know if they could tell, but probably close to, you know, maybe tearing up because I was that kind of emotionally myself impacted by the sentence. And I think, you know, people that work with me would probably be like, well, that's not Scott, right? He's a pretty hardened, you know, straightforward guy. But I just remember it was an incredibly emotional hearing. And then to come out and talk to them and, you know, I think a lot of them had a sense that they got some amount of justice out of that hearing. You know, part of it was the impact of what they said, but also part of it was like, wow, this is why I'm doing this job.
Yeah.
Is to help people like this that need a voice and can get some justice. But that's probably something I'll never forget about my time as a prosecutor was that moment with them and coming out of that hearing. It was a very moving and powerful sentencing hearing.
Yeah.
All of the victims are like, yay, we should go out for drinks. Yeah. And, you know, not that any of the money is here, but justice has been served.
Geneva Mendoza almost goes out of business after Lizzie Mulder scams nearly $300,000 from the salon in Newport Beach that she opened with her business partner, Lauren.
It's going to take the span of our lease, truly, to pay back what Lizzie stole from us.
But I think it speaks to the talent and the tenacity and the drive of you and Lauren. You're still in business.
Yeah.
You took the hit and you came back out swinging and you're doing really well now.
I would say we're doing pretty well. I've done a lot of work and I feel that I have come out of it stronger and more aware. And that's what I'm taking. That's the glass is half full.
Other victims though, like Mike Cochran's print shop,
she crippled us. She crippled us badly.
And Jay Avery's Jack Wines.
Her scams put you out of business.
100%.
Were not as fortunate.
It was doing well. It had momentum. And I let her run with it, not knowing that this would be the outcome. I had no idea.
Lizzie Mulder reports to federal prison in January of 2018, and she serves 4 years of her 5-year sentence. She's released in January of 2022. But this story is not over. There's something really important that Lizzie Mulder is not telling the judge and not telling prosecutors, and it could cost her big.
I definitely think that's a violation of the plea agreement. If I was still at the U.S. Attorney's Office...
Wouldn't this piss you off?
Yeah, I would say yeah. I would go to the boss and say, this is something we need to open up.
Yes, you do!
Next time on Queen of the Con, the OC Savior, Lizzie pulls a fast one on the judge and on federal prosecutors.
How can that legally go through?
Well, I think it's a matter of one hand doesn't know what the other is doing.
It's a new scam that could blow the whole case wide open again.
Well, you'd call it a fraudulent conveyance. If I had found out that that was going on, we could have probably backed out of the plea agreement.
Queen of the Con, the OC Savior, is a production of AYR Media and iHeartMedia, hosted by me, Jonathan Walton. Executive producers Jonathan Walton for Jonathan Walton Productions and Aliza Rosen for AYR Media. Written by Jonathan Walton. Consulting producer Evan Goldstein. Senior associate producer Eric Newman. Sound design by Baked ZD Media. Mixed and mastered by Cameron Taggy. Sound editing, audio and studio engineering by Matt Jacobson. Legal counsel for AYR Media, Gianni Douglas. Executive producer for iHeartMedia, Maya Howard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.